For KBIA in Columbia, I'm Trevor Hook. Missouri Governor Mike Parson and the state's public health director, Randall Williams, yesterday announced plans to administer the coronavirus vaccine when it becomes available. State House reporter Jacqueline Driscoll has more.
The 100-plus page document, which reporters did not have access to before the briefing in order to ask questions for clarification, has a lot of information. It discusses how the vaccine will be distributed, how plans will be communicated to the public, and when it will be available. The plan says nursing home residents, their staff, and other healthcare workers will get access to the vaccine first. When asked how they came to that decision, Williams quoted from the Book of Proverbs.
We don't lean onto our understanding. We've listened very carefully to the CDC. We've listened very carefully to national vaccine advisory groups.
Williams says the vaccine won't be available to the general public until spring of 2021 at the earliest. In Jefferson City, I'm Jacqueline Driscoll.
Protesters in Kansas City have chained themselves to the doors of a downtown courthouse and shut down virtual eviction proceedings with online disruptions. The Kansas City Star reports yesterday's protest drew about 100 people and was organized by the nonprofit group KC Tenants. Protesters holding signs saying, quote, eviction kills, and quote, courts closed today, called on a Jackson County judge to halt eviction hearings and keep residents in their homes during the coronavirus pandemic and related economic crisis. A group supporting Democrat Nicole Galloway's campaign for Missouri governor has raised more than $5 million. The Independent Political Action Committee yesterday reported it raised and spent a little more than $5 million in September. Galloway is trying to unseat Republican Governor Mike Parson. A pro-Parson PAC raised $2.6 million and spent about $6 million in the same time period. The independent PACs are raking in most of the money in Missouri's gubernatorial race. That's because those committees can accept unlimited donations from single donors, while donors are limited in how much they can give directly to candidates. Civil rights groups have filed a federal lawsuit on behalf of a protester who was arrested and allegedly banned by police in Kansas City from participating in future protests or returning to the popular shopping and dining district where the protests were held. The ACLU of Missouri and MacArthur Justice Center yesterday sued the Kansas City Police Commissioners, challenging what they call an unconstitutional verbal banishment order. The lawsuit stems from a June 1st protest against police brutality and racial injustice at the Country Club Plaza. Teresa Taylor and about 100 others were arrested. MU announced yesterday that it would continue with in-person classes after Thanksgiving break. The Columbia Missourian reports the decision was made considering factors like the ability of the campus community to manage the pandemic and the lack of internet access for those living in rural or low-income households. Spokesperson Christian Basie says students are encouraged to stay in Columbia for the week of Thanksgiving break. I'm Trevor Hook, KBIA News, Columbia.